I think Muggsy Spanier is occasionally unfairly stereotyped as a boisterous Dixielander, but there certainly was much more to him as a man and musician. For instance, Muggsy was a fine blues interpreter with a distinctly soulful vocal quality to his horn sound, and we hear that clearly in his ballads with Sidney Bechet, or for instance in this extended essay on Careless Love. Live from Club Hangover, this band consisted of trombonist Ralph Hutchinson, Chico Gomez was the clarinet player, Red Richards piano, Truck Parham bass, and Cuz Cuzno drums. Cornetist Muggsy Spanier broadcasting from San Francisco's Club Hangover.
Thank you.
Cornetist Muggsy Spanier, broadcasting from Club Hangover in San Francisco. I'm Dave Radler, bringing you a tribute to Muggsy on the award-winning Jazz Rhythm. In this next set, we'll hear more of Spanier's recordings, emulating the earliest jazz records that were made between about 1922 and 25 by King Oliver, Louis Armstrong, and others. Now, in 1939, these discs were a revelation of early jazz style, and for a whole generation, an introduction to the roots of jazz. First, though, we're going to hear one of the finest examples of hot Chicago jazz from the late 20s. There'll be some changes made, as notable for the stunning audacity of clarinet player Frank Teschmacher's spiky, swaggering incandescence. And despite a few technical flaws, it's complemented by Spanier's cohesive leadership and sunny warmth.
Now there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea, and from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'll change my love poem for a little short flat. I'll even change the number hanging on my flat. Ah, because nobody loves you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Thank you.
Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band from 1939, Big Butter and Egg Man, and the moving Black and Blue. Muggsy dedicated his life to the kind of early jazz that originated in New Orleans, took root in Chicago, and spread worldwide, though it had become lost or obscured during the swing era. He was one of the first, and among the best, in a jazz roots revival movement recreating New Orleans-style jazz for a popular audience. His ragtime band of 1939 recaptured the original excitement, freshness, and group improvisation that made New Orleans ensemble music a vital and enticing art form. Special thanks to Ken Ackerman for interviews from his 1967 farewell tribute to Muggsy Spanier. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, or requests for a playlist are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Here's a tremendously exciting performance by two great New Orleans-style jazz musicians from the superb Bechet Spanier Big Four. Muggsy's excellent lead is framed by Sidney's rich ornamentation on China Boy. That's a tribute to Muggsy Spanier on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.